This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, boy, you guys are starting to get a little bit giddy, a little bit happy. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to be in. I can take some credit for saying I'm part of the reason you feel good about the show, feel good about politics in America and being a conservative. And I get this from a lot of people. We had a team call with some folks that support what the work that we do and are helping us to sort of get the word out about the show. I call them my Navy SEALs because we had 16 people reply and say, yes, Kevin, we want to help. So my coordinator, Miranda, she arranged the call and four people showed up. One of them was, I think her name was Tarek. If I'm probably getting it wrong. Anyway, I apologize if I am, but I told her she's going to lead. She's going to be the team leader of this group of four Navy SEALs that appeared on my call. I mean, I call them Navy. They're political Navy SEALs, not literal Navy SEALs. But that's the way that they represent. Because, see, you could get a buds class of 16 people to try to become SEALs, and you're lucky to get 25% of them that make it, far less actually make it out of buds because it's very tough. So I was tough on them. To qualify to be part of the Kevin Jackson team, you have to say, I'm committed to getting the word out. Look, if you're listening to me, you probably believe somebody else should be. So let's do it. I would say to you right now, if you're listening to this program, if you got two people, just called up two people that you know well, some that may be politically in line with us, probably, and some that may not be. But if you call two people and say, look, give this dude's show a chance, what do you think is going to happen? I have a friend, she listens to my show, and she listens to Mongino, and she likes both shows, but she says, Kevin, I'll be honest with you, your show is better. I go, well, my bank account doesn't show it. That's okay. This is not about money for me. If it were, I would have quit doing this show a long time ago. But I do want it to grow, because I want the message to grow, because that's what's important. And anyway, in delivering my message for this particular hour of the Kevin Jackson Show.com, I asked myself, where the heck is Hollywood? So, and let me give you the backdrop because we talked about it a little earlier. So, you've got black support for Trump at the highest that's been noted so far. It got into the 30s a while back, 34%. It's at 36%. That's double Armageddon levels for the Democrats. Independents are supporting Trump, 44%. This latest Zogby poll. So it got me wondering where the Holly weirdos stand, because they're all over the map. You know, and why am I picking on Hollywood? Well, they deserve it. Where are the anti-Trump Holly weirdos these days? The vocal minority who drone on endlessly with their leftist talking points against President Trump. Are you curious, people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, about America's preeminent fruits, nuts, and berries, and what their opinions are these days, because I am. And it got me a little curious enough to look. Now, I have an idea of why most of the people who are the most critical of Donald Trump, these Holly weirdos, are silent. I have a theory that I want to share with you. And that theory is this. Like you, they're happy with Trump. I know. Yeah, did you see that one coming? Yeah, see, they're happy with Trump. But here's the thing. They don't want to admit that they're happy with Trump. That will never happen because they doth protest too much already. How do you backtrack when you have been so anti-Trump? Now, we do it. Conservatives do it. People, like I mentioned you guys, I got a friend, his name is John. John is a big time, he's a true stalwart in the Republican Party. And he said, Kevin, I got to fall on the sword. I screwed up. Glenn Beck just did the biggest mea culpa. He on a tweet, he Twitter feed, he goes, look, I was right to question Trump in 2016, but I went too far. And he's like, died in the wool. I'm for Donald Trump. That's where Glenn Beck is right now on this. And there are many others. And let me tell you, Hollywood's doing the same thing. And they went all in for Obama. These other guys, the Dana Lashes and some of these people, there's some of them were friends of mine that were never Trumpers. They didn't go to the other side. They didn't pull a Kasich. Nope. They stayed with the so-called Republican Party. But let me tell you, these leftists that were all in for Obama, they have a double whammy to deal with. Because not only is Trump a rock star and they can't stand him, Barack Obama, they now see, was a piece of crap. He was gum on the bottom of your shoe. And they're going, how did I like that guy? What's going on in my life to where I couldn't see through, you know, that clearly? What a lens to be looking through now. So, seeing what a real presidency and real leadership looks like, they're going, oh man. So these overrated, egotistical clowns have to stick to their issues like, you know, the one-trick ponies. And so they'll think, say, talk about things like global climate change, you know, or whatever. They take the one thing, save the spotted owl, save the whale, and it becomes their thing. Do you understand what the whales bring? They bring such beauty and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Because they just don't want to stop for a second to say, you know, look, while I do want to save the whales, it isn't like Donald Trump's out killing whales, is he? I do want to save the whales or the spotted owl or the baby seals or, you know, Umbuku in Africa. Nothing that involves Donald Trump. You know, I can lighten my, you know, the load a little bit and not be so anti-Trump. Never going to happen. Do you think Leo DiCaprio knows any real science about global climate change? Or does he just want to cash in on the historical nature of a BS, non-scientific, nonsensical claim? Because I think it's the latter. DiCaprio and others who believe in these causes, they believe in them about as much as they believe in the Easter Bunny. This feigned belief in a cause makes them feel warm and fuzzy. Pet projects like Barack Obama, the little Negro they got for a present for Christmas in 2018. Look at my little Negro. He's so cute. He's so articulate and well-spoken. He's, you know, clean. I just love my little Negro. So they create the cause, and then they got to get you to jump on the bandwagon. And it's for press and adulation. That's all it's about. It isn't about really saving the planet and being a better human being. Shortly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of crazy stuff going on in the world. Black man stabbed a white dude after he yelled, "Black Lives Matter!" Stabbed a guy. Democrat Party defections. Have you thought about how many of those there have been over the past 4 years under Donald Trump? I had a short list. I'm not going to, probably won't talk about it, but you should do some research on it. Do you think a person is more likely to leave the Republican Party right now or the Democratic Party? I'll just leave you with that little thought bubble. How about Biden's strategy for winning the election? The Democrats are afraid of it. They're going, And then Biden is starting to say some of the talking points of Donald Trump. It sounds like they're focus group testing some of the things that Biden has said and found out it isn't working out the way they thought. What about something that happened a while back that really has gone unheralded? The president ordered the seizure of Iranian oil. He's still hurting that economy. I haven't talked about this in a while. Maybe you guys are happy, but I haven't talked about the mask. I'm still mad about it. I don't like wearing no stupid mask. Do you wear them? God, it's funny. At a restaurant the other day, they go, "You got to wear your mask between the hostess stand and going to sit down in your seat." But after that, you can take the mask off. And even after that, you could go to the bathroom without your mask on. So you could walk all the way through all the different people that you supposedly can infect. But it's only from the hostess stand to your table that apparently Wu Flu is going to hurt somebody. Oh, and when you leave the restaurant, going back to the hostess stand, you should put your mask back on then. Now, I will tell you, they did this to people in Lake Tahoe. I was in Lake Tahoe. They did this to people outside. You're not even in the place. Outside. Wind blowing, beautiful, fresh air. 70 degrees. Just a little drop of heaven. And they're like, oh, you could give someone the Wu Flu walking between here and there. But if you want to go to the bathroom, you don't have to put your mask on. You walk right by them. Just when you go inside, you got to re-put the mask on. It's so crazy. It's ridiculous. I know. Y'all are wanting some more mask conversation. Well, it ain't over. Because I'm telling you right now, you're talking to the guy who's probably going to end up in a lawsuit over the mask. Simple as that. But what are we talking about now? We're talking about Holly Weirdos, because I was wondering where they are. And, you know, you've got these group of people that are so vocal. The De Niro's and the, what was his name? Jim Carrey. There's a whole list of them, right? Who did we write down? You guys prepped me for this. Lena Dunham. You remember her? She was all in for Hillary Clinton. Where's that little troll? Chelsea Handler. Well, remember, she was all over Trump. Then she did her little Netflix thing and that flamed out. That was over. What about that other comedian chick that did her Netflix thing? That flamed out. Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, hey, Jimmy, how's unemployment working these days? John Legend? He's got his problems with his own wife, Christy. I'm a pedophile Tegan. Jennifer Lawrence, remember? She took her hiatus. How's she doing? J.K. Rowling. Oh, that's right. She's no longer part of the woke generation. Hey, Alec, you going to go do some Saturday Night Live mimicking of the president about this new economy that he's rebuilt twice? You going to do some mimicking about the president and his latest poll numbers or his support of the black community? Hey, Alex, is this thing on? What's the problem? No longer able to talk smack about Donald Trump? Where are you, Holly Weirdos? I'm just curious. Here's what I noticed about most of these Holly Weirdos when they're bashing Trump. As I said earlier, they think it's in vogue. They think it's something that will either give their career a needed boost or keep their career moving on the trajectory that they think it's on. When they get that moment of glory, like Leo did, Leo DiCaprio, and they finally get the trophy, oh, and I want to bring attention to global climate change. Thank you for my trophy. Please give me another one if I say the right thing today. Will you give me another one? Because it's not enough for me to do a job where I make millions of dollars and I'm adored by the public all over the world. That's not enough because I want another trophy. So I'll come up here and I'll say, pull my string, global climate change, save the whales, save this, Donald Trump sucks, conservatives are mean. I'll say whatever you tell me to say. Just give me my trophy. Let me tell you something. If I was making the kind of money that those guys were making doing that job, I'd keep my mouth shut. Not because I'm not a political person, but why would I bother? I'm living the dream in a country that there's 7-point-something billion people in the world. And let me tell you something, 99% of them want to be here rather than where they are. A bunch of them would love to be here. Even if they're feasting in their country, they would still love to be here. There are so many people that would just love the chance. Let me put that a different way so it doesn't say. Of the people that are considering leaving their country, ask them where they want to go. 99% of them would want to come here. I feel a lot more comfortable with that one. Oh, boy. Trump. They use their time to bash Trump folks because they believe it to be fashionable. But here's what I think. I think Trump has done something that no other president has done. They probably didn't try to do it, but they needed to be thinking about it. But he's destroying Hollywood. Donald Trump does so well at his job that if they open their mouths and they want to try to get a little political capital or some career capital, that you can't do it anymore. He forces them to keep their mouth shut because the job that he's doing is fantastic. The dude is in fuego. Look at what happened post Wu Flu pandemic. Millions of people back to work. Stock market recovery happening. Consumer confidence back to where it was. I mean, I could go on. So no longer is it in vogue to criticize the guy who rebuilt the economy, not once, but twice. Even if you're a hardcore lefty, you're a dyed-in-the-wool tube steak, all in for Barack Obama, and you want to give him credit for the first recovery, fine. But you cannot give him credit for Trump's economy 2.0, this last one. Because Barack Obama, and neither was Obakorama, neither one of them was around for this one. So why the silence, Hollywood? Where are you? Does Rose McGowan's cat got your tongue? You know who Rose McGowan is, right? The lady, the first one to speak out against Weinstein because he sexually assaulted her. How's that Democratic Party looking these days, Rose? Well, we already know the answer. Because you excoriated your former leftists who stick with the party of pedophiles. So I ask again, Jim Carrey, Robert De Niro, George Clooney, Alyssa Milano, Seth Meyers, and many other, Mark Ruffalo, Colbert, Alicia Keys, Richard Gere, etc. Where are you? Yeah, exactly. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is planning on visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. This after the Wisconsin Democratic governor and lieutenant governor, both Democrats, urged President Trump not to take the trip. As far as why the president is taking the trip,
the president wants to visit hurting Americans. He shows up just like he showed up this weekend in Louisiana and Texas in response to Hurricane Laura. So he wants to show up in the city that's hurting.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany speaking there. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is addressing a Pittsburgh audience today, asking them if they feel safe in Donald Trump's America. Biden also asking the question if anyone believes there will be less violence in the United States if the president is reelected. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A slight increase in the national average for a gallon of gasoline due to the impact of Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The national average has seen the biggest increase in months, posting a 5-cent gain to $2.23, which is the highest level since early March. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
For now, motorists can expect gas prices to inch up as Hurricane Laura issues still push up retail prices before collapsing later this September, as demand drops after Labor Day and as cheaper winter gasoline starts to be dispensed September 16th.
Across the nation, Louisiana had the lowest statewide average of $1.87, while California had the highest at $3.23 per gallon.
An appeals court in Washington, D.C. keeps Michael Flynn's case alive and won't order a dismissal, which allows the judge to look further into the Justice Department's dismissal of the case. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have tons to be concerned about. I would so hate to be the party of lynching of Negroes right now. I would. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. To be a Democrat. You've heard me talk about this many times, but I'm telling you, it's getting worse. And see, leading up to the convention, it was already bad. It was already bad because they picked a worse candidate than Hillary Clinton, if you can imagine that. The pickings were so bad that they chose a demented candidate. I have to keep reminding you of this. Would we choose a demented candidate? If Donald Trump was showing signs of dementia, I ask you the very simple question. Would you want him to be president? I would be, guys, we had a good run for the first term, but look, we got to get rid of this guy. He's calling, telling Negroes, you ain't black unless you vote for Melania. Melania, he called his girlfriend instead of his, he called his sister instead of his wife. And he's, I mean, all the stuff, if you just flipped it and made it into Donald Trump and ask yourself, what would the left be saying to us? They would be like, they'd be chuckling at us. Look at him over there, still wanting to vote for Donald Trump because he's crazy. They know he's crazy. We thought he was unhinged in the first term. Now they know he's crazy and they still want to vote. And they would be right to say it. They would be right to say it. We would be crazy to support him. But Democrats have no choice. No choice whatsoever. Gotta love it. But they have, forget Captain Demento and all that. Look at what they're running on. They're running on all the lies that they told. All these lies. Donald Trump is this, that, and the other, and all that's coming to light. He's a racist. Black, 36% of black people don't know it, apparently. I think it's higher than that. I wrote a piece that said Donald Trump will get 40+% of the black vote. The largest amount in modern history, going back 50 years, Donald Trump will get more of the black vote than anybody, any Republican presidential candidate. It's no longer going to be single digit, 8% or whatever. Donald Trump will easily get 20% of the black vote. And I tell you right now, he will get 40. Mark my words. Or Tina my words. Or Sarah my words. Choose anybody's name you want. But mark my words. Donald Trump is going to get that vote. And so it has to, that's another concern. The other thing that's going to happen is as more lies get exposed by John Durham, and it's coming. We've already gotten Klein Smith, tip of the iceberg. I don't know when Durham wrapped things up after his last interview with Brennan, and I heard Brennan was free and clear. I don't believe that, but that's what Sarah Carter reported. But we'll see. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, in the coming few days, if not the coming weeks. But it's not going to look good for the Democrats. Everybody that gets caught up in this thing, from Andrew McCabe to Lisa Page to Strzok to Comey, whomever, they're going down. And just like Hollywood, notice these people are keeping their mouths shut. I talked earlier about Hollywood. Where are you? Where are the De Niros? Where's James Comey and Eric Holder and Susan Rice and Holder? I mean, I already said Holder, but where are all these people? Running Jack, Jim Clapper, where are they? And there's going to be a host of other names you're going to learn about. Because they all know what's coming down the pike. I would hate to be a member of the party of lynching of Negroes today, or at any time, which is why I've never been a Democrat. I proudly proclaim I was never stupid enough to have been a Democrat. So, what is it that's the fascination with their party? How do they make themselves feel good? Well, they have the polls, and then they have the rhinos. They like to make a big deal about their little trophies, the rhinos, the John Kasichs of the world, voting to support them. But see, what I'll tell you about Kasich is he never really was a conservative. He can call himself a Republican. I'm sure it, by some definition, he's a Republican. Oh, you know, because if we want to put labels on things, he's done some Republican-esque type things. But for the most part, he's an out-of-touch lefty. And he wears the Republican title because it's what he most closely has an affinity for. But he's not really a Republican. Here's what the dirty truth the Democrats don't want you to know. They have far more defections than the Republicans do. And here's the thing about Democrat defections. They're not because, you know, one got his butt kicked in a primary like a Kasich or a Fiorina and a few of these other relics that they continue, to wear this Republican name or the Republican title, but have never really been Republicans. All these Republican frauds want is acceptance. Yeah. See, they got their butts kicked. They don't want to give up their party lineage, but they lost, so they're looking for somebody that'll go, oh, well, come over here. Since you lost to Donald Trump, maybe you don't like him. You know, it's like a girlfriend that breaks up with you, and then she tells another girl, oh, he's a domestic abuser, or he'll do this to you. You don't want to date him. Well, not exactly the best person to give the incoming administration, if you will, the vote of confidence about the relationship. But that's what the Democrats, Democrats and these rhino Republicans will do. The Democratic Convention showcased those types of Republican-esque scumbags. You know, rainy day friends, yeah. People like the aforementioned Kasich and Fiorina and Colin Powell, even, right? But when Democrats defect, unlike the Republicans who want to keep their Republican title, Colin Powell still calls himself a Republican. He's not. Kasich calls himself a Republican. Fiorina, others, they're not Republicans. I don't even know why they do it. Maybe just for optics or something. I don't know why. But when Democrats defect, they leave their party. They leave it like an abusive relationship. They want nothing to do with the former party. And then they go further. They become evangelists, not only for their new party, the Republicans, but against the old party. See, notice that Kasich, he'll say, you know, I'm still a Republican. I don't like Donald Trump, but I still hold true to the values of the Republican Party. Fiorina, all of them. Colin Powell, they want to believe that they hold true. They are not going to make that jump over to D-land because it's destruction over there. If you think presidential polls are fake, folks, you got to look at these convention ratings. And I'm segueing into this because I wanted to make the point that we as Republicans, we have a set of values that if you're weak in them, you can succumb to the left a little bit, but you won't give it up. The Democrats, when they find out what happens in their party, they go, I'm done. One of my guys, I believe this is true of Chris. I believe Chris was a Democrat. I better make sure, but I'm almost positive it was him. It's somebody on my team that told me this story. They were a Democrat and recognized what the Democrats are doing. And the point is, all my team members are staunch conservatives. Staunch. Clarissa, she's a military lady as well. Staunch conservative, former Democrat. And there are others. Anyway, I want to go and tell you more about how these guys try to trick us into believing what isn't there. So the Democrats performed at their convention like a third-grade talent show is what it reminded me of. And the only reason that people tuned in to see that crap show, I'll clean it up, is one, they ran out of their sleepy meds, or they couldn't resist looking at the carnage of what's left of the Democratic Party, because it's been ripped apart by dingoes, and the buzzards are picking at the flesh. There's nothing left. And ironically, the high bar for that convention was the speech that Biden gave, the whole idea was that can he read the teleprompter without offending black people anymore this month or showing any signs of dementia. And I mentioned this, I don't know if maybe it was to somebody in passing, but I said I heard a rumor that he taped that because they didn't think he was going to be able to get through it, so they taped it. They made it look like it was live, but you got to understand there's no audience, it's taped. So here's what I ask people to do. Convince me, folks, that Democrats care more about Biden than Republicans do about Trump. Because Biden numbers don't show anything of the sort. If Biden is watched at all, it's for pure amusement purposes. They brought star power. They had all these Holly weirdos. And even leftists describe their convention as a snooze fest. But for those watching the woo-flu impacted Republican National Convention, I heard nothing. I didn't get to watch all of it. I watched it on my phone. But I heard nothing but stellar things about it. 70 million conservatives made up of Republicans, former anti-Trumpers, former Democrats, care about what President Trump has to say. But they want me to believe that he didn't get any ratings. No. Donald Trump, he didn't. His numbers were lower. I don't believe it. I'll get to the numbers here in a bit, but I just want to make the point that, because I come back to this, who do you think the world would rather see in anything, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Look at their Twitter feeds and see who's more in demand. Well, you know the answer to that particular question, but when we get back, we'll talk about much more of this. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The CDC done up and changed their numbers. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Shifting gears a little bit. Yeah, the CDC, you know, the purveyor of all that we need to know about disease in America, kind of like the FDA. That has whenever there's a recall, this is the government agency that approved it in the first place. The KevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. And I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Making sense of all of this, all this mask mandate madness. Making sense of all this so-called social distancing and the things that are going to protect you from this dreaded Chinese Wu flu. And we've learned that the CDC has revised its numbers. They sneaked them in on you. Over the weekend, quietly adjusted these figures. I learned about it from Dr. Elizabeth Hess, who posted on Facebook this quiet thing that happened with the CDC. Now, what did she tell me? What did she say? She said, Kevin, here's what you already knew. Yeah, I knew this, that the Chinese Wu flu was a ruse, and I predicted this, and if you go back and listen to this show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, and you will see that I told you guys that this Chinese Wu flu killed less people than H1N1. You want to know how I figured it out? Because I'm a genius in math, and here's what I figured out. If 60 million plus people were infected with H1N1 and it killed 19,000 people, if the Chinese Wu flu infected 5 million, which is what they're saying the number is, it didn't kill as many. I know that because they are both nothing more than seasonal flu, a variety of flu. I also knew this. In the time of Donald Trump versus Barack Obama, I would put my money on Donald Trump every time. You know the saying, always bet on black? Nonsense. Bet on Trump. So Obama blew it with H1N1, got lucky. Trump did everything he could to stop this disease, and I told you guys, this thing didn't kill a fraction of the people that they said. Now let me give you the numbers. They said, up to the point of that particular publication, that 153,000 Americans have been killed by this dreaded Chinese Wu flu. And I called foul immediately. All the infection rates and everything they were talking about. And then they said, oh, we're protecting ourselves with social distancing and these stupid masks. And I said, yeah, because a homemade mask, a non-medical grade mask, something you wouldn't dare wear in any of the CDC's level 2, level 3 containments for dreaded diseases is going to protect us from some stupid airborne virus. Not to mention, Melissa informed me that the number of people who die from hepatitis, not hepatitis, I just got corrected, from tuberculosis is outrageously high. 1.5 million people a year from an airborne disease that has a cure. So here you put all this in balance and you say to yourself, you know, how in the heck are we on lockdown? Are we scuttling businesses and so on and so forth up for a disease that really hasn't reached the number of, if you use their fake numbers, hasn't reached the number that makes it a pandemic? Well, you get it. It's politics. So of the 153,504 deaths that had been recorded as of the time that Dr. Elizabeth Hess posted her thingy, it turns out only 6% of them, which is 9,201 deaths, were actually only related to the Chinese Wu flu. And here's going to be the shocker for you, because I know you always wonder, how's Kevin going to shock us? I'm going to shock you with some math, okay? 94% of the people, as it turned out, who did not die from only the Chinese Wu flu died of what is called regular death. I know, it's a shocker. We die. Who knew that we die? Because I didn't. Not in the time of Chinese Wu flu. I only thought that's the only thing that could kill you. To heck with cancer. So, what's cancer when you got the Chinese Wu flu to actually make some political hay from? 94% of Wu flu-related deaths were from other, wait a minute folks, here it comes, serious illnesses. Other serious illnesses. Now, the tip-off, for those of you who, you know, were attention deficit disorder or whatever, it revealed itself this way. In the lack of other deaths during the time of this pandemic, you get hit by a car, you died of Wu flu. You get shot in a drive-by in Chicago. You know, the dreaded Wu flu. You jump off a 30-story building because life has no meaning. The Wu flu pushed you. How strange is it that regular death went on vacation? The Grim Reaper said, you know what? I haven't had a break in centuries. Is there anybody that can give a brother a break? And then here comes this China. I can help. I step in for you. I come in. I help you out. You take a break. How long you need? How long you need? And apparently, the Grim Reaper said, you know what? Give me a few months, and you take over, and then I'll come back. Because apparently no other way to die existed in America during the time of the dreaded Chinese Wu flu that supposedly killed 153,000 of a country that has 338 million. And then, as it turns out, it only killed 9,201 as of the time of Dr. Elizabeth Hess' report. And since then, there's maybe been two other deaths, because a few days have gone by. Yeah, folks. Here's the real shocker, though. I haven't even hit you with the biggest information here. I've saved the best for last, because, holy cow, just when you think you know it all, you get this new revelations. It's almost like God just shines a light on this show, the KevinJacksonShow.com, and goes, oh, well, here it is. The real shocker of this pandemic. The real shocker is that the overwhelming number of those 9,201 actual deaths came from people of advanced age. I know, hard to believe. It's killing old people. Who knew that this, it could be so selective, and it's killing our old people. Grandma, Grandpa, Great Uncle Susie. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's killing old folks. Over 90% of the deaths have occurred, get this, in old people, people of advanced age. And then, I know this, just when you think, Kevin, don't give me any more. Don't give me some more ShamWow. Yeah, oh yeah, just wait. Free shipping. Yeah. These regular deaths mostly occur, dun, 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 in nursing homes. I know it. Who knew that that's where old people go to die? And the Wu flu targeted them there. I didn't realize this. I didn't realize that the Wu flu went, you know what? I can make my job a lot easier if I just head on over. Or let me do it in a Chinese accent, in an Asian accent. I can make my job much easier. I go to two nursing home. Yeah, so this Wu flu decided, you know what? They bring them all together. They're a little bit sick. I'll just go ahead and kill them. Yeah. So yeah, a little bit of irony and a little bit of sarcasm when I describe this disease. But it ain't funny. And here's why it's not funny at all. Because 9,201 deaths caused you to lose your mind. You gave up your citizenship and all this over this pandemic. And you have to be asking yourself, what is the underlying issue here that 9,200 people can die? More people get killed by paper cuts in this stupid disease. I told you have a better chance of getting hit by a meteor. And you know what happens? I go talk. We were Melissa and I were walking in a trail in Tahoe. And let me tell you, you think old people would be the ones afraid because they were some wearing masks. Youngsters, people 20 years old wearing masks, and if you didn't have yours on, which we didn't, they walk around you with a huge arc, like, oh, I can't get near you, you might give me the dreaded Chinese Wu flu. We have made a group of kids, a generation of kids, believe that they can save themselves by wearing a stupid mask, and then everything's going to be cool with it. So insane. I would begin with this, and I ask you this. Why are we mandated to wear this freaking mask when this disease kills 9,000 people a year? You know how many things kill 9,000 people a year? Accidents kill a heck of a lot more people than that. And you can bet, folks, it won't be long before these scientists tell you, these same CDC people that will tell you wearing masks killed more people than this BS Wu flu. And do you believe that standing 6 feet away from somebody with a homemade mask is going to help you survive something that's airborne and can kill you? It's insane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.